Well, we love a listener that laughs.
And in the famous words of the fat one with balls,
big
thank funny. You for calling.
Which you've never heard. You I only heard. Know that from me.
Shut your ass up, because I have heard it. I listened to the...
Shut your ass up!
Shut your ass up.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The fat one with balls.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1829 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 28th of January, 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to read some more entries into the number one fan contest and some voice letters. Yes, my friend. Hello, yous. Big fatty yous. Yes, yous. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are yous today because y'all, hearing episode 1829, y'all, it just as I was saying it, y'all, it gave me a flashback to my youth. Because y'all, I grew up in a house, 1829 Vicky Lane, and y'all, that just it, you know, it's silly that you remember that I can remember something, you know, 50 plus years ago, but 1829 took me. It was a flashback to my youth. Big Fatty, you're not youthful now, poor Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's been a while since we've had a Pride 48 Lost Wages update, and y'all, I don't really have a whole lot to tell you today, other than I just wanted to remind everyone that the suits are working behind the scenes now, and we're kind of in that quiet stage right now. You know, we've announced the dates, and the dates are, y'all, it's a four-day event this year. It'll be the 27th. Of August through the 30th of August. However, we're encouraging folks to come early and stay late. Y'all, if you've ever been to the Pride 48 before, you know that it's always nice to stay over that Sunday night. But y'all, I can tell you that there's things going on in back in the background. We're not just sitting around, and there are going to be some changes this year. But that's just the kind of stuff that happens. You know, it's growing pains, as they say. Big Fatty, it's kind of like your waistband, growing pains. Yeah, it's true. But y'all, I can tell you we're working on rates right now. And I can tell you, I went over to the website today, and I can tell you that the Pride 48 rates that we're looking at right now are lower than anything you can find online right now. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I've gotten quite a few more entries in the number one fan contest. Y'all, Tim in Alaska, Princess Hama, the boy genius, Hendrick, the Fade Driver, Big Ricky, Brian in Denver, Drum Major Kev, that Joey Bukaki, and Brian in Danbury have all gotten their... entries in. And y'all remember, all you have to do is send an e-letter to ruined at bigfattyonline.com, and in the subject line put number one fan contest, and then y'all in 25 words or less tell me why you want to be the number one fan, and y'all go in the colostomy bag, and we'll draw that during halftime of the big game this coming Sunday. Y'all, the last one of these I read was from that Joe Z, and y'all, I've got only time to get one in now. It says, Barrett Grady, this is from Tim Kumal, is the number three fan of 2014 allowed to enter the colostomy bag. Hi, Poodle. Hi.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's me. Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
Sorry if you can't hear me. My phone is not accepting the headphones and whatnot. I don't know what's going on. It's ruined. I am calling as requested from Barbara Boulevard. Now, Big Fatty, I just wanted to let you know that I have just gotten back on the road. I stopped here at the Barbara Boulevard for a couple of reasons. One, I figured I might as well stop that have some content because we know you don't have any, so... I was just going to do a little bit of shopping because, you know, the lesbians love a mattress store. And so and I happened to need a new mattress, so I stopped in and laid on some mattresses. It was quite disturbing. And the end result there is I'm not buying a mattress from the lesbians.
Oh, Big Fatty, why did you hang up on old Vader? I didn't hang up on Vader. Big Fatty, why do we still hear the jalopy? Maybe because he called back? Yes, Big Fatty.
Okay, Big Fatty, let's try it again. Hello, Big Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
On Barbara Boulevard. Oh, Big Fatty. I was on my way to the Flowrider to see my friend Lair, and was getting near the Barbara Boulevard. You know, you requested an update from Barb, and I figured I might as well just stop there for the petrol. So, you know, it was about time. I'd driven about 330 miles or so, pulled in and whatever. I couldn't find any petrol that was reasonably priced because they were about a dollar more a gallon. That's how the lesbians do. But then I was like, you know what? I'm fat. I need a new mattress. And I really need a new mattress. So I knew that Barb had some mattress stores there. And even though there's one like right next door to my family compound neighborhood, I pulled in and was like, ooh, BD Lair on his motorbike. And pulled in and took a look at the mattresses, and I was afraid to touch them because, you know, the fat people lay all over them, and I was like, I showered. I don't know that I really want to sit on this, but I did a little bit, and of course, Barb's mattresses were terribly overpriced, so I won't be buying that trip from Barb. So then I decided that while I was at the Barb Boulevard, I still needed more content for you since you still can't provide it yourself. And so I went and did some car shopping, which should not come as a surprise because I need a new jalopy. And I went to the Honda dealership, and I knew what I wanted. I walked in, and I said, hello, my name is Lair, and I am clearly driving this jalopy out there, and I'm not buying a new car today, but I've never seen these newfangled cars, so I just want to see it. Not going to even make you take me on a test drive. I just want to see if I can fit in it because I'm fat. You know, you know the rest of that story. Like, fat people can't fit in these newfangled little tiny cars. So anyway, we confirmed one thing and one thing only, and that is that the touch of fancy car that I wanted is not situated for fat people. And really, by fat people, I mean fat people. Not just tall, but fat. So We're going back to the drawing board, and old Lair was like, let me sell you this Honda blah blah. And I was like, I am not nearly as old as Big Fatty. I do not need a faux SUV just to haul my gullet around. But anyway, so it was a very negative experience where I'm pretty sure they were cursing me for leaving them without buying a car. So anyway, you're fat, and I really got nothing. I have absolutely nothing. That's why I went and test drove a car, just so I'd have some content for you. I will see you on Thursday, Friday, I don't know, whenever I feel like coming back to work. So, you're fat. Yeah, got, construction, gotta go.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, first of all, thank you so much for the two calls. A big fatty, he just really filled up the little show for you today. It's true. Y'all, when Veda said he had stopped it, by the way, if you don't know what Barbara Boulevard is, y'all, that is LPGA Boulevard, just outside of the Daytona Beach, Florida. So that's, you know, and if it's the LPGA, you know, all of them are known as Barbara. When he said he was going shopping at Barbara Boulevard, I figured he was going to buy some plaid shirts like Miss Beaver likes to wear. Big Fatty, we love Miss Beaver. It's true. And but y'all, I mean, now think about this. He's on his way down for a little vacay at the Disney World. And y'all, I've never heard of anybody in my, y'all, I'm 58 years old, and I've never heard of anybody on their way to Disney World that stopped to consider buying a mattress or a car. Y'all, it's just batshit crazy. You're right.
Hello.
Happy bacon.
Hey, Big Fatty Poodle and Spooky Kitty. It's Happy Bacon.
Hi.
Calling to say hello.
Hi.
To Kim and James from Tastes Like Burning.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just calling to tell you that the update weather report, 50 degrees, sunny, not a cloud in the sky. All the snow that we had is gone, melted, turned to slush. It'd be a perfect day for a snowball fight. Anyway, vote bacon. You guys better call in and vote bacon. All you have to do is call 206-337-1438. Say vote bacon, and I'm going to win the contest. It is
to
a calling contest. I changed the rules.
Yeah, Gussie. Oh, okay, Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. But Miss Bacon, it is the number one fan contest is not a call. It is not an election, y'all. It is a random draw from the colostomy bag. And the only way you can get in the colostomy bag is to send Big Fatty the e-letter. And y'all, I need them. I need them by this Friday. At 5 p.m. in the evening, Eastern time, yes, and y'all, the only person that's not eligible is that Hat M. Y'all, speaking of that Hat M, you know, he's the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. Y'all, I'm hoping that he's going to be able to make it to the coronation of the number one fan for 2015, because you know he does a little step down speech, and y'all, it's very, he's got to be there to do the step down speech, because every former number one fan has done a step down speech. Big Fatty and Miss Bacon, you know, as much as you try to get people to call in, I'm not sure it's working this year. Big Fatty, don't be saying that, you'll learn to regret it.
Hey, Big Fatty and Poodle and Squeaky Kitty, it Tastes Like Burning Timmy, or Tim from Tastes Like Burning, whichever you prefer. Just calling to say hello to Kathy Bacon.
Oh.
No, just kidding. Vote Bacon.
Oh, Big Fatty, I told you. I told you. You open your mouth, and that's what happened. When you, Poodle, once again, you are correct. Big Fatty, it never fails.
D
Yeah, I got to see y'all back over here at Spotted Big Fatty. Last time we were here, Veritable Virgo spotted Big Fatty with the two-finger squirter. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. Y'all, that Moose P. That Moose P says the fat one is alarmed by his new haircut. And y'all, it looks like, I don't know what it looks like. It looks like some sort of tumbleweed or something on top of Big Fatty's head. Big Fatty. Y'all, Toppy Smelly. Toppy Smelly has spotted Big Fatty. It says Vintage Horror Hotel poster featuring Big Fatty. And y'all, it is Real Men Entertainment. And y'all, it's manly men who love cross-dressing. Big Fatty. And it says, this week at the Horror Hotel, come see Big Fatty. Peekaboo, what does that say? With giant bananas, something like that. Big Fatty, that Toppy Smelly is crazy. And y'all, you spotted me again. Winter Solstice Gathering 2014. And Big Fatty is an engine. Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I just want to close out today's little show with a couple of little things. Number one, y'all, I rode by the new Fat Cave when I went to pick up Larry Cly at the Aereo Puerto yesterday, which, of course, we all know is Mexican for Aereo Puerto. And y'all, everything seemed to be in order and everything. And, y'all, then I rode by the... the new house of the folks that are building, that are renting back from me. And, y'all, their house is coming along quite nicely. And it's just a ride by. But, y'all, they've done a lot of work since the last time I was out there. So it looks like they will indeed be moving out of the new Fat Cave in the next month or so. And it could even be sooner than that. But who knows? Y'all, do you watch the Glee 9? I know that Mark of the It's All About Med a little show watches the Glee. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, this is their last season. And y'all, it really is a great season on the Glee this time. And y'all, they're kind of making fun of themselves a little bit, but y'all, I'm just really, really enjoying it. And it comes on Friday nights now, and y'all, there's one new little singer that he's a cheerleader, but y'all, he's I don't know who he reminds me of, but y'all, he's got a sister that was a cheerleader also, but y'all, gay as a giggle, gay as a giggle is all I gotta say. So anyway, y'all, if you know, cut on the Glee after you send in your number one fan submission. Y'all, I just want to remind you once again, there will be an extra little show next week on Sunday during halftime of the big game. Big Fatty will put out an extra little show. Y'all, that'll be the start of year number 8 of the BFO. Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, Larry Cly will be back in the coal mine, and I don't know when old Vader's going to be back in the coal mine. It may be hump day. Hell, it may never come back. Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard Big Ricky and Roger from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And y'all, it's been a while since we've heard from them. And Roger, I know Big Ricky's got his entry in to the number one fan contest Lester, what would you include in your number one fan entry?
The fat one with balls.
Oh, just as you were back in your youth.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.